It always starts the same. That feeling in my chest, in my stomach, the anticipation when I know we're about to get ready. My body gets jumpy, restless, like it already knows what's coming before you even touch me. The second you give me that look, I can feel myself start to slowly slip into that soft, melty place that my brain loves to go to. I can feel it coming, and oh my gosh, I cannot wait, despite what it takes to get there. So fucking worth it. I tell myself I'm good, I've got this, but the truth is I'm already strung tight before you even lay a finger on me. Just the thought of you choosing for me, deciding what I'll be, what I'll look like tonight, it messes with me before we even leave the house. You choose what I'm gonna wear when it's for you, when we're going out. Sit me down on the bed and I watch, silently though, I'm sure you can hear my breathing quicken, my heart beating just a little bit faster. As you make your choices and lay everything out, the dress is short and clingy, the heels way higher than what I'd ever pick for myself. No bra, no panties, not this time, just me, naked under it all, completely bare for you. Before you let me get ready, you stand me in front of the full-length mirror in our bedroom. Me naked, you behind me, fully dressed. You wrap yourself around me and your fingers slide between my thighs, tracing my slit as I shudder, grazing my clit before sliding your fingers into me, and playing there until my legs shake. My mind goes a little deeper into that fuzzy place as I fall into how my cunt feels, mouth falling open, a little sound escaping my lips, and then you stop. Your fingers slide up, pinching my nipples, which were already hard to begin with, and when you pinch them, my brain just blanks. My pussy's all over your fingers, and I'm whimpering in the mirror, wanting more. Oh, your messy little plaything. Not even noticing myself in the mirror anymore, just squirming under your hands. You wouldn't let me come, though. You just left me wet, needy, trembling slightly with that look on my face. Then you pressed the dress into my hands and told me to put it on. And I did. It took longer than it should have. Clumsy and already too throbby to think straight. But by the time we left the house, I was already yours. Already slut-brained. At the bar, you choose the seat. In the open, where the light hits me just right. My nipples are still hard, super obvious, pressing against the thin fabric. My thighs slippery with the mess you made of me before we even got here. You don't even look at the menu. You just lean in, lips brushing my ear, and tell me, spread, just just enough. And I did. I opened my legs and parted my thighs, burying myself under the table. My brain was so squishy, so dizzy, and completely full of you. I couldn't even think about being caught. Nothing. Nothing that coherent. Just, yes, Daddy. Just opening for you. And then the waiter comes over. Young, polite. The air feels thick with him, trying not to notice any of it. But his eyes flick down from my face to my tits. And out of the corner of my eye, I see you smirk, sliding your hand higher, pushing my dress up my thighs until your fingers find that hot, slippery spot. I gasp as you do, a dumb little gasp spilling out of me, almost as if you haven't touched me a bajillion fucking times. He heard it though, the waiter. He had to have. His eyes meet mine, oh so briefly, then away again, pretending like that didn't just happen. And you just keep fingering me, oh, dragging your fingers roughly up my slit and then back above the table as you hand him the menu with the same hand. Those fingers all shiny, wet, and smelling like my cunt. Oh, seeing that, it's too fucking much. My brain just shorted out. All I could do was stare and bite my lip. I'm too hazy in my own need and humiliation to hold myself together any more than that. It's my body on display for you right here, right now. But this all lays me bare in more ways than just physically. And I can't get enough. You order for both of us. All calm and smooth, like nothing filthy and out of the ordinary is going on. Like your fingers weren't just splitting me open. The same fingers you then bring up to my lips and pause. You wait for me to look at you. And when I meet your eyes, you tell me to open and stick out my tongue. I do, and hear you murmuring just loud enough for us. Such a good little pet. Dumb little princess with her tongue hanging out. Just waiting for whatever I choose. You let me sit for a minute with my mouth open like that, looking up at you, and as time stands still, I couldn't look away if I wanted to. It goes on long enough that a bit of drool forms and starts to run over my lower lip, and that's when you slide those fingers into my mouth. I don't need you to tell me to suck. To clean them up. My hot, wet tongue. Greedy. Greedy to taste my cunt on you. It never tastes better than when it's all over you. All over your fingers, your cock, your lips and tongue. And when the drinks come, you tip mine to my lips. A long, slow sip while my cunt throbs against the chair, making my back arch slightly. I couldn't even lift the glass myself. You're a messy little whore, even in public, but that's exactly what you wanted, isn't it? And when the waiter shows up again, this time with our dinner, he knew. Oh God, he knew. Not everything, but enough. Enough to see what you'd done to me. What you always do to me. And that was the point. On the way out, you lead me down a side hallway, dark and quiet, leading toward the restrooms. I wobble a bit in the heels you'd chosen, my mind so very focused on how needy I am, almost ditzy, so lost in how my cunt is drippy and achy for you. You push me up against that wall before I even know what's happening. Your hand on my throat, pinning me to that wall, while the other hand hikes my dress up to my thighs before moving up to tug the stretchy neckline of my dress down under my tits. Every part of me, yours and on display for your pleasure. Someone could see us. The words break off when two fingers shove back up into me. Oh, sloppy and wet, filling me fast. My cunt clenching down tight around you, like, oh my God, fucking finally, what I've been waiting for all night. But it isn't, not really. Oh God, you're not fucking me yet. My head tilts back against the wall, mouth open again, but what's coming out is just fucking horny babble. None of it makes sense. Oh, again, your voice in my ear. Can hear your amusement, but also the roughness in your voice tells me all I need to know as you tell me. Listen to yourself. Pathetic little slut can't even stay quiet in public. And then, footsteps. Someone at the far end of the hall. A man glancing our way. My eyes get wide as the panic mixes with heat. But you don't stop because, of course you don't. This is what you want. You want me to feel this humiliation because you live for the way it makes my pussy gush all over your fingers when you treat me like property. Oh God, you curl them inside me, hitting that perfect fucking spot, and I squeal a dumb little sound. You muffle when you clamp your hand down over my mouth. Oh God, my hips jerking hard, and you know I'm about to come. Right there in that dark hallway. Oh, fuck. Another signal to you that my brain is exactly where you want it to be. Not thinking. Thinking about absolutely nothing but you, and needing exactly what you're giving me. What you're making me take, because you own me. This is what cock-addicted, fuck-hungry little toys do. And this is how we work. He stopped and looked, whoever he is. He saw us, not everything, but enough. Enough to know what kind of girl I am, the kind that gets pinned up against a wall, tits bared, dress up around my waist, being finger fucked by her man in the shadows. He was quiet. Who knows how long he watched. You laugh dark against my ear, thrusting your fingers harder, deeper, wetter. I hear you again. Too stupid to care, aren't you? Just my pathetic slut brained, cock hungry doll dripping on the floor where anyone can see. Come, you filthy little whore. God, fuck. Fuck. God, yes. Yeah. And I came right there in the hallway. Fuck. Messy. Clenching around your fingers. Body shuddering so hard my heels scraped against the tile as my knees go weak. You continue supporting me, holding me up as you smear my cum across my face, across my lips, before you finally let me breathe. Then you tug my dress back down, tuck my tits back in, and grab my wrist as your sharp whisper tells me, "Come along, princess. We're not done until your ditzy, fucked out little brain is completely fucking vacant." And off to the car we go. Me leaning into you, damn near ruined, completely yours. Both of us knowing this night is far from over, don't we? This night won't be complete until your cum is leaking out of every single one of my holes. We're done for the night once you've sufficiently marked me with your cum, handprints, and teeth marks.